From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we bring another in a series of studies in the book of Romans. Messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text is found in Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. Christ, who is our life. Paul's marvelously rich expression indicates that Christ is the source of our life. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. The same voice which brought Lazarus out of the tomb raised us to newness of life. He is now the substance of our spiritual life. It is by his life that we live. He is in us, the hope of glory, the spring of our actions, the central thought which moves every other thought. Christ is the sustenance of our life. What can the Christian feed upon but Jesus' flesh and blood? This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. O wayworn pilgrims in this wilderness of sin, you never get a morsel to satisfy the hunger of your spirits except you find it in Him. Christ is the solace of our life. All our true joys come from Him. And in times of trouble, His presence is our consolation. There is nothing worth living for but Him, and His loving kindness is better than life. Christ is the object of our life. As speeds the ship towards the port, so hastes the believer towards the haven of his Savior's bosom. As flies the arrow to its goal, so flies the Christian towards the perfecting of his fellowship with Christ Jesus. As the soldier fights for his captain and is crowned in his captain's victory, so the believer contends for Christ and gets his triumph out of the triumphs of his master. For him to live is Christ. Christ is the exemplar of our life. Where there is the same life within, there will, there must be, to a great extent, the same developments without. And if we live in near fellowship with the Lord Jesus, we shall grow like Him. We shall set Him before us as our divine copy, and we shall seek to tread in His footsteps until He shall become the crown of our life in glory. Oh, how safe, how honored, how happy is the Christian, since Christ is our life.
I only know what is my time. as believers in Jesus Christ seek to witness to the unsaved, they are frequently met by a variety of questions. These might include such queries as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Dr. Cairns answers these and many other questions on a DVD presentation called Q&A with Alan Cairns. In all, Dr. Cairns responded to over 50 such concerns. We're happy to be able to provide you free of charge a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you wish, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Cairns continues his exposition of Romans chapter 12 as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Believer's Response to the Gospel, A Life of Separation. In verse 2 of chapter 12, Paul wrote, And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In this day, when many churches are becoming more like the world in order to be relevant, the command of the Bible is for believers to be nonconformists. Only then will the unsaved see the difference between themselves and true Christians. Now, Dr. Cairns continues this message, The Believer's Response to the Gospel, A Life of Separation.
My subject this morning was a Christian parent's worst nightmare. Raising his children for the devil. And I want to follow on from that and tell you tonight, whatever your family background, whatever your church history, if you sit in this meeting glibly saying, saying, yes, I believe, but that believing can be put on the back burner, and you live your life without reference to God, without reference to Christ, without reference to the gospel, without reference to what you profess to believe. You are kidding yourself. You see, if we believe this, this takes the central place in the heart and becomes the governing principle of the soul. Thus, in these verses of Romans chapter 12, Paul describes a life yielded to God as the believer's response to the gospel. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, on the basis of all these many mercies, when you look at Jesus Christ, when you consider who He is, when you consider what He's done, when you consider what we as believers are and have in Him, Paul says, I beseech you to do these things. In verse 1, he says that you should yield yourself in sacrifice to God. We've dealt with that, if not fully. At least I trust adequately last week. Now we come to verse 2, where the emphasis is on this. You yield yourself in separation from the world. Now notice that the end of verse 1 has the words reasonable service. The word reasonable has the idea of intelligent. The service of a Christian is never in ignorance. I don't want to get off on a tangent because I'm already behind the clock. And nothing new in that, but it gets a little old after a while. So I'd better be careful here. But, there is a fantastic, and I use that in its proper dictionary meaning, a fantastic and foolish fear in many parts of evangelicalism and fundamentalism. I've heard good ministers say this. Now, we don't want to touch those things. Maybe true, maybe light, maybe gospel, maybe biblical. But we don't want to touch those things because that may upset the faith of simple believers. Absolute rubbish. Absolute rubbish. True faith never rests on ignorance. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying you've got to be a theologian before you can exercise true faith. But I'm simply saying that true faith is never afraid of the light. It comes to the light. It doesn't flee from the light. I've said this to Jehovah's Witnesses when they've come knocking at the door. Look, there's the Bible. I'm open to anything that Bible says, but you're not. And they're dead scared because they don't know the Bible. They know the stupid little diatribes that some half-damned apostate has taught them. And that's biblical language. Well, it's almost biblical language. The biblical language is twice damned apostates. That's Peter's language. So I'm not apostolic, so I'm only going halfway. Well, quarter way. They don't know the Bible. And so they're afraid to commit themselves. Anything you can show me in that Bible, I believe it. My faith doesn't run away from the light. It runs to the light. Christian service is not some shallow emotional response to the stimulus of a moment. Christian service is not some mindless, thoughtless rigmarole. Sadly, that's what church has become for a whole lot of people. It's a mindless rigmarole. It's a constant round of ritual and rites and ceremonies that have little reality to them. But true Christian service is, first of all, the exercise of an enlightened mind. It's the moving of a renewed will. It is the compulsion of an inner man that's in communion with God. So he talks about your reasonable service, your service, however crazy it may be to the world, to live self-sacrificially unto God. And man, you'll get many a snigger from the world. You know, you really just have to stop and let this sink in. Before you're intimidated by the world, especially you young people, before you're intimidated by the sniggers and the sneers of the world, just stop and think. If you were to go out and get with a bunch of orange or purple-haired, body-pierced punk rockers, the world would clap you in the back and say, "Man, what a great fellow you are." And they know and you know, you have to be off your head. You have to be out of your mind. You get to the place the world, I've listened to music critics, political critics, sociologists, and they'll learnedly talk about some punk rocker or some rapper, and they'll be discussing, they're discussing the lyrics of somebody whose poetic ability would be somewhere three stories below that of a toad. They're learnedly discussing all this rubbish that's advocating the rape of women, the murder of policemen, and the pillaging of your country. And yet if you get into that, you're okay. That's the world view. Is it any wonder I said the greatest damning force in America today is the entertainment industry? It has taken and is taking more people to hell than every other device that the devil ever invented. Don't tell me, there are some good godly people. I'm sure there are. I'm talking about the whole thing. As a whole, the greatest device the devil has ever spewed upon the planet for the damnation of millions. And young people especially, they walk in such terror. I might be thought odd. I might be thought strange. Especially if I live a life of self-sacrifice to God. You have nothing to be intimidated about. This is the intelligent thing for a Christian to do. It's the only intelligent thing for a Christian to do. You see, believers have to learn to think straight. And if you're thinking straight, this is what it's all about. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You've got to think straight. You can't put the mind of the flesh to the service of God. Romans 8, verses 7 and 8 make that perfectly clear. You cannot put the mind of the flesh to the service of God. This text, verse 2, calls Christians to be nonconformists. It calls you to be out of step with the world. Now, young people especially, it's true of all of us. It's still true of me. As the younger brother of Methuselah, it's still true of me. But it's true especially that this is something every young person has got to get a grasp of as you live in the world. If you believe this gospel, you're called to be out of step with the world. And if you're going to live under the fear of what men may think or say, you will never amount to anything much in the service of God. This is what's killing Christian churches. We've got to be as like the world as possible. If we want to get the world in, we've got to get the rap stars, the rock stars, and all the other stars in, and maybe the world will come in. Well, so what? Bring a circus in. But at the end of the day, all they've been to is the circus. Doesn't matter whether you hold it in a church property or any other property. It's just a circus. I don't know if you've ever seen these muscle-bound monsters who travel the world showing off their physique. I'm too humble to do that. I also don't want to be laughed at. or harpooned. No sarcastic remarks from my deacon Chad. I can see it just working up and wanting to get out there. They go around. I saw them go to Russia. There's more gospel on the back of a Kellogg's cornflake box than they give. And the whole idea is, with all these thousands of young people, see these muscles? We can break these bricks and blocks. We can do all these sorts of things. Now, will you come to Jesus? We have come to Jesus. Oh, yes, I'll get muscles too if I come to Jesus. And the thing's crazy. It's blasphemous. In the extreme. But that's the thinking. If you want to reach the world, you've got to be like the world. No, 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 no. The very principle of the Word of God is, if you ever want to be worth anything in this world, you are as unlike this sinful world as you can be. I'm not calling on you to be odd. I'm not calling on you to try simply by dress or by some other way to try to look different. I'm talking about on the inside, because of your response to the gospel and your walk with God and your likeness to Christ, you are different. That's what I'm talking about. You're called to be a non-conformist. Remember what Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. He says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know something? That's a program I would like to sign on to. That's the kind of program I want this church to sign on to. That's the kind of program I want every young Christian in this meeting to commit himself to. Warring. Warring, not according to the flesh, but after the power of the Spirit of God, using the weapons that are mighty through God. And what is the result? Casting down imaginations, casting down the high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to Christ, assaulting and assailing the battlements of hell, getting into the battle for the souls of men and women, and seeing mighty, mighty things done by the power of God. And I tell you again and again and again, the Bible and the history of the Church of Christ demonstrates it. When that happens, it is always, always, always through a spiritual nonconformist. One who is walking out of step with the world. If Martin Luther had walked in step with the world, there'd never have been a Reformation. If John Calvin had walked in step with the world, Geneva would have remained the most immoral city in Europe, and there'd never have been a mighty move of God. If John Knox had walked with the world, Scotland would never have been saved. And if Scotland had never been saved, whether you like to think it or not, America today would be a heathen hole. That's the influence of John Knox. If a man walks with the world, he serves the devil. And I don't care if he uses religious language or calls himself a pastor or a theologian or whatever. He serves the devil. You're called to be a nonconformist. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You're told, love not the world. That's not just the movies or internet porn or X-rated films or filthy magazines. Oh, those are all things to avoid. But you can avoid all those things and be as worldly as the devil could make you. What is this world? The Greek term is actually this age. It's used in the New Testament regarding this present evil world in distinction from the world to come. Thus our text really is saying, don't allow your thoughts and purposes to be governed by what is merely immediate, what is temporal, what is transient, or what really has little or no reference or regard to the glory of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.